Well, Rock and Roll Tuesday is upon us once again, and Mr. Kiger is in here with the music.
I am, and I do have a single.
And the way this always works is Freddie brings in a song, and I hear it for the first time just like you do, and we have to identify it, the name of the song and the artist.
Yep, and we're going to take everybody back to 1979.
Okay, that's a good time for music.
That was our third year of our knowing one another.
Yeah. That's right.
In fact, we were about a year away from our Shady Lawn experience.
Yeah, that's right. Before we moved over there.
Neighborhood still trying to adjust.
Neighborhood values went down dramatically.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what kind of song are we going to play today?
Name the song in the group as I hand Ron the single. He's putting it down on the turntable. You're going to know this. Put it on speed dial. We want the name of the song, the name of the group, and if you call with the correct answer of both categories, you're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you are.
Good to go. And no hints before we play the song?
This was in part written by someone who joined an established group and gave them their biggest hit ever.
All right. Call right now. Doobie Brothers, Doobies featuring Michael McDonald.
Correct.
What a second era of the Doobies.
What a Fool Believes. Yeah, the early part of the Doobies was influenced by Tom Johnston, all those really good rock and roll tunes, China Grove, Rocking Down the Highway.
Listen to the music. Jesus Is Just All Right With Me.
Oh, yeah, although he didn't write that. They covered that. But
I prefer the Tom Johnston era.
I like some portions of Michael McDonald's influence. But, yeah, I was kind of more of the basic rock and roll with Tom Johnston stuff.
Me too. You know, he's back with them now.
Yes.
Third era of the group. And you know what the most amazing thing, every time I hear about anything about the Doobie Brothers or hear one of their songs, first thing that comes to mind is, why in the world are they not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's a great question. I think of some other groups who I just go, where, how many?
How did they get in there?
I mean, I liked them.
Yeah.
But I just didn't think that their number of hits or their productivity was as great. You're right. What's kind of like, how did Chicago get snubbed for so long?
Yeah, exactly. And the Doobies not in the Rock Hall? You kidding me?
Well, I know that
the political.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know that Bon Jovi was held at arm's length for several years.
Because he said some negative things about the Rock Hall, you know. So, hey, Steve Miller, same thing.
Yeah.
But the Doobies are an obvious choice.
Yeah, the Doobies should be in there.
That's crazy.
This song, What a Fool Believes, was, of course, a Michael McDonald song, but he had help writing it back in 1978.
Uh-huh.
Kenny Loggins.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald co-wrote that particular song, and both artists did their own version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Michael was with the Doobie Brothers. It was the band's biggest hit, won 3 Grammys, and although it was the group's biggest hit, it was number one for only 1 week.
Yeah, that's amazing. A lot of good music around back in those days.
But that was a catchy little riff with What a Fool Believes. And the minute that song started, it got my attention. Yeah. I'll never forget the first time I heard it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Hey, listen, thanks a lot.
You are so welcome. And everybody go out and have a fantastic Tuesday.
All right.